Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Nowadays, people want things now, immediately now. Whether it's social media, whether it's streaming, whether it's delivery services, you know, food, merchandise, whatever it is, it needs to be now. And that is increasingly about immediate delivery for things that, you know, you usually just waited for 12 hours or 24 hours. Buggy is a Canadian service that delivers other essentials, groceries and other essentials in as little as, I can't even believe I'm saying this, in as little as 15 minutes. It's ridiculous. I feel like I should have tested it before we had our next guest on. How do these services work? Are they worth it? Should they even exist? Nicole Verkint is the CEO of Buggy, and she joins us now. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce.
I know you're like, should we even exist? Why did he invite me on if he's questioning my very existence? Let me start by asking, how does Buggy work?
Honestly, we get that question all the time. We've even had customer support questions come in and say, but seriously, how does this work? The big innovation is that we own our own inventory. We set up very small micro warehouses around dense cities. So if you take Toronto, for example, we would have multiple little 1200 square foot locations that are storing the essential items. So grocery and essential. Then we have a live inventory feed to the app. So when somebody opens up the app, they only see what's sitting on the shelves in that exact location that's near them in that exact moment. They put it in their cart or their buggy. And our pickers will pick it in under a minute because of our mapping technology. So it's going to map them around a really efficient path in the micro warehouse. And then we have couriers sitting there with e-bikes, and they go right away. So you said 15 minutes, you couldn't believe it, but our average delivery time right now within a 2 kilometer radius is in the 7 to 8 minute range. So
could I possibly need? That I must have, aside
coffee.
From a stretcher,
coffee.
Well, that's just bad planning. So what are some of the biggest items that you sell?
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Is there a particular flavor of ice cream?
Yeah. Half-baked Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Half-baked Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Okay. So immediate delivery of ice cream. What about, I mean, I am a parent. I can imagine in those early days, I could have really used, diapers.
Yeah.
Creams.
We've got all the core baby items, pet items, anything. If you look at the SKUs on Amazon, where you, when you run out of it, you really don't want to wait next day. It's those items where, because I have to wait the next day, which seemed so lightning fast before, because I don't want to wait that long, I'm just going to go outside and walk or take a cab or go to the store. It's any of those.
What's the cost for the consumer? How much is that coffee compared to if I had just planned better and got it at the grocery store?
It's unbelievably cheaper than you would think. It's way cheaper than any of the third-party apps. So Instacart, any of these other apps where they're shopping in a store for you, because they're going into that store and they're marking that up 25-30%. When you're buying from our stores, we're buying them at wholesale prices. So we have a partnership with a major wholesaler in Canada. It's Sobeys. And we buy at wholesale prices. We mark it up to the in-store price. So you're going to pay the same in-store price.
And then is there a delivery fee?
$2.99, but if you buy more than $30, it gets waived.
And how big a business do you think this is, really? Because it is pretty geographically targeted. You need some density.
You need some density, but it can be a massive business. If you go to Europe, every major city in Europe right now has many companies like this. They're up doing in the billions of dollars of revenue. They only started a few years ago. There's a company in the US that has completely taken over. They've taken most of Instacart's market share, called GoPuff. They started delivering vapes to, you know, college students on college campuses in the US. And then they expanded into core grocery items. They don't do a lot of produce. We do a lot of nice produce. But they have over $1 billion in revenue and only really got going a few years ago. So consumers get addicted to this.
And I love that you mentioned vaping, because here's what I'm going to assert. I'm going to assert with a smile and a wink, but I'm going to assert that you and companies like you, yours, are enabling bad behavior. You are fueling the instant gratification that is so problematic in our society today.
I agree. I mean, people don't want to wait. People are behaving. And as soon as you have a service like this, you start relying on it. And as soon as you realize you don't have something, you can just rely on it. So I agree. It is kind of a window into the soul of humanity and where we're going. But I mean, I've seen the data. I've seen the retention and repeat rates of orders once people start. And I mean, I could think of worse things to be addicted to than fast delivery of food. Mm.
Well, if I were the king of the world, what I would do is ensure that you could not get a buggy account if you carried $1 in an outstanding balance on a credit card. Would you be willing to sign up for that? Would you be willing to filter your clients based on that criteria?
I absolutely would not. I mean,
of course you wouldn't. I wouldn't either. But I think what I want to point out from a personal finance standpoint is that so many Canadians are, they're rewarding their current self at the expense of their future self to their detriment. We know credit card balances are ridiculously high, and our consumerism and our instant gratification is a big reason why.
For sure. I don't disagree. But I do think people don't appreciate how much all of the third-party apps, I won't list them all, but I'm sure you can think of them, that send gig workers out into stores to bring you stuff, how much more expensive they are.
How do your staff work? Are they proprietary e-bike riders?
They're full-time employees. And Bruce, there's a labor crisis in Canada, and we put job openings up online and had 700 plus applicants for each store when we were opening up our first stores. So there's huge demand for people who have been living off of gig work to have full-time, you know, meaningful employment. So that's been really interesting.
Are you 24/7 at these locations?
No, we're 16 hours a day. So we're 9 till midnight.
9 till midnight. So if you want coffee for the next morning, you better put your order in by 11:42 or you're not getting it.
Or you just realize at 8:40 that you're missing it. And there you go.
Oh, by 9 o'clock, my day is done. If I don't have coffee by 6:30, my day is done. When you look out 5 years, and I think one of the things we should put a fine point on is the innovation of the dark stores and you own more of your supply chain than other competitors. What is the innovation that you're seeing in other markets around the world that you hope to bring to Buggy over the course of the next 3 to 5 years?
The first one is data. We're already getting unbelievably insightful data that doesn't really exist on other platforms. So partnering up with brands, introducing independent brands directly to consumers. So being able to use data to get some even more interesting insights. The second thing is widening out that service offering to be able to offer under 15-minute delivery for D2C brands. So an entrepreneur starts a jewelry company that maybe is popular.
You need that engagement ring in 12 minutes for sure. You can't wait. That decision, when you were inspired to propose, that needs to happen immediately.
Well, that's probably not, that wouldn't be a good example. It's a little too expensive. I know you're making fun of us now, but it's the last mile fulfillment. I think that this model makes more sense than these huge, you know, million square foot, fully robotized warehouses if you're trying to get something to somebody quickly.
You said coffee, but I think you meant to say condoms.
Yeah, we sell a lot of condoms. We sell a lot of pregnancy tests, condoms. Yes, there's a lot of...
I can see that. Well, Nicole, thank you for joining us and for talking about the model. I think it's fascinating. I think I've probably ordered from Uber Eats once in my life, so I am so not in your demographic. I have a little pantry in my basement. Thank you, pandemic. So if you need coffee, you can come to me. Or you can go to Buggy, because I won't deliver.
Oh, thanks, Bruce.
Take care, Nicole. Great to talk to you. Nicole Verkent is the CEO of Buggy, one of an increasing number of services that deliver stuff, I think, immediately. Like anytime you're using time spans like under 15 minutes, I think I'd call that immediately. Good thing, bad thing. I don't know. Wish them luck.